Today is Monday, the 1st of January, the Feast of Mary, Mother of God.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy, never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some
Salt of the Sound, sing, Come Thou Fount. Today's reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians.
But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God.
A Happy New Year to you. As this new year begins, today's passage might simply help to remind me of the wonder of the Christian faith. The Apostle Paul spells it out to the Galatians, who had begun to hark back to fervent keeping of religious rules and regulations for salvation. Paul lays out the message plainly. God sent his Son. We are redeemed. God sent his Son. I ask myself, what made God send his Son? Abba, an expression of both intimacy and obedience from child to father. How do my prayers reflect intimacy with God, an obedient response to God's love? I consider how a child looks at a loving parent, openly, full on, uninhibited, asking questions. The question why being a frequent one. My prayers to God could be that open and honest. If a child, then also an heir. How does that feel? What inheritance from God is to come? What is there for me to inherit right now? As I hear the passage again, I consider the relationship I have with God and how I would like it to develop this year.
But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God.
As this prayer time comes to a close, I speak with God openly, honestly, about what I might desire for my journey of faith this year. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.